We are up to Perek Tezayin, Sifyot Chests, in the middle of the halachas of various games and playing on Shabbos. Today's shir is sponsored for Fushlem from Miral Bas Sarigitl. To help these shirim coming on a consistent basis, please consider sponsoring a shir. Please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shir link. Your sponsorships are needed and necessary to keep the shirim coming on a consistent basis. So we're on page Reish Lamed Vav in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chas in the new print. Perek Tezayin Sifyot Ches. Klas Eifen, a tricycle. Shetzmige Galgal of Asuyin Megume Mutzak, whose wheels are solid rubber, not inflatable tires. They're made out of solid rubber. Such a tricycle, Ein Lim Noya Miyelo L'Rochev Olav. You don't have to stop a child from riding on it, B'Sei Chabayis, inside your house. In an area with the Erev Chatzeris, they could ride outside as well. So there's a star there that says, Tzamig sheyored megalgel shel tlas eifen, if a tire fell off the tricycle, also lachziri b'Shabbos u'b'yamtiv, you can't put that back on Shabbos yamtiv, but tlas eifen haifich liyais muktza v'asa b'tilt, and a tricycle without a wheel becomes muktza and should not be moved. The chain so too miyeshar sheres latlas, even if there's a chain for this tricycle, the nafum came and it fell off, also lachzir, one should not put it back on. Vatlas eifen haifich liyes muktza, and once again, since the tricycle is not usable without the chain, if it's one that needs a chain, it becomes muktza. Now, Siv Katan on Dalit on the bottom points out that dafka, a tire that's solid rubber, is permitted to ride such a tricycle on Shabbos, not the inflatables, because we're chayshid that if the inflatable lose air, you may pump it. He compares it to a whole sugya in the Ketzos HaShulchan, in the Badei HaShulchan, that discusses balls that are inflatable balls versus the old-fashioned balls that it seems like were stuffed, whereas today they have inflatable balls and the problem with using them and refilling them on Shabbos. And therefore, he says the only tricycles that are permissible to ride on Shabbos are those with tires that will not go out of air, that we don't have to worry, lest you typically refill them when they get low on air. And it continues, V'hu adin l'gabi galgalayim. It says, so too regarding scooters, a galgluyos, which are skates, right, that as long as they're solid wheels, one could ride them on Shabbos within a house or within an eruv. V'miyesh aleim pa'amoin, if there's a bell on it, toiv l'hasirim b'ayim, all bells should be removed before Shabbos or Yom Tov. They shall yovel tzaltzel by Shabbos Yom Tov, so you don't make a mistake. You know, press the bell and ring it on the bike. Avol ein l'rochev alifnayim regilim, regular bicycles should not be rode on Shabbos. Gamim galgaleim asuyim megumim mutzak, even if they have solid rubber tires. Vafilo alifnayim amyo adim l'katanim, even if they are bikes that are meant for young children. But any regular bicycles, he says, should not be rode on Shabbos whatsoever. Okay? And dafka, these tricycles, which are inherently children's items, as bicycles are not inherently children's items, right? Adults are items, even if it's a small bicycle, bicycles should not be rode on Shabbos. But these children's tricycles, if they have rubber tires, solid rubber tires, or scooters, non-electric, obviously, or skates with solid tires, may be rode on Shabbos by young children. And when I say may be rode, it means you don't have to stop them. We're not endorsing that this is what children should be doing Shabbos afternoon. Obviously, Shabbos is a day for Hashem, like he says in the beginning. But with young children, that if you stop them from doing this, they will come to despise Shabbos, you could allow them. But Markim Shinagu Issa B'Tlasef in the last line of page Reish Medvav, B'Kurkinet B'Galgalias in Lahakal. Says if you live in a city, a town, where the custom is not to ride any such tricycle, scooters, or skates on Shabbos, one should not veer from such a custom, one should not be lenient, and one should follow the custom of that place. Top of page Reish Lamed Zayin. Sifyot Ches. Ein Limnoya min al yilodim, you don't have to stop children, Livlois Pekuvyois Ubaavne Pella, from building blocks, from building things on Shabbos with dice or blocks. Al kol mineyam she'ein chiburim b'chezek, as long as when they're attached, they're not stuck together, you know, Lincoln logs and all these other things, Jenya, whatever it's called, Jegno, I don't know how it's pronounced, all these types of regular blocks that are not attached, they don't solidly attach to each other, those are permitted to build on Shabbos. Avlam tzarech l'chabres achalokim b'borgim, something that requires to be screwed together. Or you have to press them hard, well together, and then the mam is stuck. Aser. Therefore, he paskins. Not everyone agrees with this psak, but this is how Shemi Shabbos calls the paskins. Anyone can consult their own LOR. He says, "L'chein ein l'sachik v'luvdeis b'avnei Lego or b'chelkei klicks of gedayim." Therefore, he says one should refrain from playing with Lego or clicks on Shabbos. Shem niskam zeb zeb b'chuska, because they get stuck together, and they can a click set or Lego set can remain together for years to come. They're well attached. He also points out in the star underneath the Sifya Tess, Ein Lifteich Meshavs Vyantiv Sakiyot Kusot Vikatonim Shekshar Medvukim. You get any types of blocks or sets or Lego sets. They come with small packages that are sealed in Shabbos. They should not be opened in Shabbos. If you're going to keep on using it later, you're opening it and you're going to reuse it. So if it's you're destroying the package and being thrown out, one could be lenient. But if it's not packaging, like it's a container or it's a bag that's going to be reusable, one should not open that on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Se'if Chaf. Se'if Chaf. Asa lahachi ve'lefarik tzatzui asui mechalokim mechonim lahakava, ke matus ayaniyash asui mechalki plastic. If you buy these sets, they come in pieces and you put together, you make an airplane, you make a boat, right? But they're these sets that are meant to be put together and then you play with it as a toy it is. And you leave it put together. It's meant to be put together and stay together. Whether it's out of plastic, metal, eight or wood, like these thin wood ones they have. They become together with exact iconis, which means that, with precision. To make the boat properly or the plane properly, you got to get the wing in, exactly centered and so such things regil nice on the yam room that you would build and they would stay together for a long time. Once again, one should not put these things together on Shabbos. Chalf Aleph is origami. Ein lasi tzatzum. One should not make toys like they kifule niyar, like a hat or a boat. One should not do origami to the point where they're making things by folding paper and now making a boat, making a hat, making something that could last, even though it's paper and, you may throw it out at the end of the day, but basically says because you're making a kli. You're making something out of a piece of paper, you're turning it into a specific type of toy. Se'if chav ches. Ein lachreis pninim ugedoy me'achute kedei lasis ben machreises. One should not take these beads and stuff and put them on a thread to make a necklace. But avamut lachas pinina yeladim, let's say you have these children's toys that have these, comes with thousands of beads and strings, put it on, you take it off. Shekasha machrezes hasuyman eino aimless leskayim. If you do it in a way where it's just, you're putting on the beads together, but you're not tying the ends, and afterwards you're just going to take them off. So that you can do as long as it's not meant to last. But if you say it, be careful, malikshay sak solay shalchuta machrezes. You have to make sure you don't tie the end of the strings, and that would keep it on permanently, and that would be awesome. You have to be careful not to make a gesher shel kayam either. You have to make sure not to make a knot. So if you're just stringing it for the purpose of playfulness, and you're going to undo it at the end of playing with it, that's permitted. But if not, one should not. Then he points out, Machrez is pninim tivius. She'espazi b'chotze b'shetach rochav yesh techa b'yisufan. If someone's expensive pearl necklace and all the natural pearls, natural diamonds, fell apart, and now the pearls are rolling all over the backyard. Also, la'is from the Shabbos, you're not allowed to gather them up on Shabbos. We learned about that earlier about gathering things up. Achim is bazim makim echem mutter. If it's all in one area, just lifting it up, you could, but if it's a real gathering, you can't. It's important to point out, Samach Dald with one star on the bottom points out, Meha, Simajin Lamed, Hey, Vayim Bektes Shulchan. Well, he says, Shechidu she'isa shal espazi b'chotza ha'inu m'shum shem mishtam m'sham, achamokam she'inu mishtam m'mut l'asif m'shum hefzit. This which we say that you should not gather it up is dafka in a place where it's mishtamer. It's all over your backyard or all over your room in a fashion where you can easily pick it up after Shabbos. So then comes the problem of gathering. From a chotza, especially outdoors, where you can't gather up on Shabbos. But let's say it's in the chatzah she'ena mishtamer, And if you leave these, you're going to come here after Shabbos, these diamonds are going to be lost, the pearls are going to be lost, and it's very expensive. I'll tef simaru, but one could gather them up on Shabbos. Page Reish Lamed Ches, Asur Lichtev Aluach Memachik. Now, we can't write on Aluach Memachik. Aluach Memachik is these little toys, I don't know what they're called. They know they make them with like the red pen, and you write on the plastic, and there's like a black thing beneath it, and then when you lift up the plastic, all the writing is gone. So even though it's not really a permanent writing, you lift up the plastic, it's going to be gone. Yet one should not write with that on Shabbos. Siv Chav Dal, Mutal Sachik Mischei Oisius V'tziurim. One could play like with Bananagram or like Scrabble with things that have letters that make out pictures. As long as Shabbat Menichim Oisius Echelki Tumuna, as long as the letters or the parts of the picture are just Zel Yadzeh, they're standing next to each other, Mitzaf Moisei L'Mila Shleim L'Tumuna, when they stand next to each other, they make a word, they make a picture. As long as the words, the picture, are not in a frame, meaning like a Scrabble Deluxe where the pieces can't move, or if there's an outer frame to it that the pieces are going to be stuck together as a word, that's us. But if they're just in a fashion where you blow and the pieces will move, it's not really next to each other, that's permitted. And there's other problems with playing Scrabble, which I'm not going to talk about, things that you write, but the point is putting the Scrabble pieces next to each other, making a word, but a bananagram pieces, as long as it's not in a frame, it's not something that's keeping the pieces in place, it's mutter. As long as it's not like a puzzle that the pieces are attached to each other, then it's even worse. But even if they're not attached to each other, but they're within a frame that's holding them in place, it's also no good. Then he says, let's say you have a magnetic board. So you can't put letters on it next to each other because the magnet holds it in place. So that's also usher, even though the letters are not attached to each other, but because they're all attached to the magnet behind it that's holding together as a word, that's usher as well. Today's share was sponsored by the Mishpacha of Miral Basar Gittel for Refuah Shleima. To help keep these shurim coming on a consistent basis, please help with sponsorships by going to www.rabbifishman.com or click on sponsor share or emailing rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.